Oh, ooh, ooh, the ending on that one. Isn't it just fun? Hey, it's Gunner. It's Steel City Music here on The Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. Thank you for tuning in if this is your first time. If it's your second time, well, thank you again. If it's your third or fourth or fifth or seventh or eighth or ninth or 22,000th time, thank you again. All right. Where are we at now? What's the big scoop, Poop? What's the big deal? Well, full disclosure, as usual, I let you know that this is a pre-recorded show that we're doing here because, well, you know, we we're under lockdown again. The COVID pandemic, we still can't get in the studios at The Hawk at Mohawk College, and we got to do this stuff from home. And as I'm recording this, it's on a Sunday before the show. It's sunny, it's raining, it's a bit of everything. And just the other day, the Premier of Ontario said, two more weeks added to lockdown and more restrictions, that sort of thing. And now he backpedaled and said, well, the kids can go in the playground. Okay, whatever. That's what we'll do. But we're in our third lockdown here in Ontario. And these variants are just going, just filling up our hospitals. There's like triage hospitals going up the whole nine yards. So I guess the message has to be repeated. I know we're tired and the whole nine yards. Wash your hands. You know, put a mask on, keep distance, keep within people in your own little bubble of your house, that sort of thing, just for a little while longer. So the vaccines have time to be rolled out in here in Canada and Ontario and all the postal codes everywhere in Canada. So people can be vaccinated and we have a bit of a chance to get ahead of this thing. So I know it sounds like a tiring thing for me to say. I don't like saying it half the time, but I mean, this is just the situation that we're in right now. We have to start really buckling down now. And, you know, I'm starting to sound like Ford. God, shoot me in the face. Whatever. Anyway, in this hour of music, it's the lunch hour thing. So I always pull together music that's like fun to listen to, that sort of thing. And then later on in the show, I'll play like new music and specific genres, that sort of stuff. So I always like for the lunch hour to just some fun stuff to listen to, that sort of thing. So I was just pulling some music together, but I also got to get to some other announcements as well. Going back to this lockdown and the pandemic thing, a lot of small businesses across Canada are suffering, and we have a lot of them here in Hamilton, Ontario, that are suffering as well. The retail, the service industry, everything is taking another hit again. How many times have we seen the stories of these restaurants and bars with patios that would order so much food and booze or whatever, and then have to throw it out because this, you know, the lockdown happens again or something, right? So if you have the opportunity to, like, if you have the means, if you could just go out and buy some food and pick it up. Don't use Uber. Don't use Skip the Dishes because they charge a large fee to the service industry as far as restaurants go. And go pick it up. You know, they're suffering, but I mean, if you do it that way, a little bit more money goes to them as well. So if you could do that and you have the means, please do so. And if for some strange reason you have some extra cash lying around, which is hard, you know, I know I'm saying quite a lot here and asking you a lot to there's a lot for us to do, and I'm asking you to do a lot. But there's a lot of charity organizations in Hamilton, Ontario, that need the cash to buy food for people, that sort of thing. So if you can make some charity donations, and that would be super helpful. There's a lot of them out there. Everyone needs a little bit of money right now. So you may have some local charities in your area. So just look around, see if there's a food bank, that sort of thing, and make a cash donation so that they can buy 5 to 10 times the amount of money that, like, worth of food for people in your area. Because there's always people in your area that are doing, that have less off than you do. So please do that. That would be great. Okay, so going into this next set of, going into this first set of music, after being such a heavy, heavy guy there, I put together a little fun set of music for you. You're going to hear the new stuff from The Dirty Nail, my favorite band out of Dundas, Ontario. You're also going to hear the Dandy Warhols, Killing Joke, Split Ends, The Cars, but starting things off, that old crazy man, the band Alice Cooper, a track that I didn't know he did it when I was a kid, And it used to make me nuts going, who is this? Who in the heck is this? And it was Alice Cooper doing the track Clones, which was covered by a ton of different bands. So we'll start things off with Clones on Steel City Music. Check it out.
Doctor, he's on the line. We'll take incubation another day. I'm all alone, so audio. We're all clones, all in one and one and all, all in one and one and all. We destroy the government, we're destroying time. No more problems on the way. I'm through, doctor. We don't need your kind. We are the ones, ugly ones. Good boys, wrong ones. I'm all alone, so are we all. We're all clones. All the one and one and all. All the one and one and all. Six is heaven problems. Adjusting to his clone status.
Everybody on the show.
All day long we hear him crying so loud. I just wanna be myself. I just wanna be myself. I just wanna be myself. Be myself, be myself. Destroy the government, destroy time. No more problems on the way. I'm through, doctor. We don't need your kind. We got the ones, ugly ones, stupid boys, wrong ones. I'm all alone, so we all. We're all clones, all in one and one and all. All alone, so are we all. We're all clones. All are one and one are all. All are one and one are all.
Talking in your sleep. I don't know why some magician, thief, cavalier, and acrobat. That was Venger, the force of evil. I am Dungeon Master, your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
And I feel so bohemian. suppose you're going to put that on the next record, you little pissant.
And he did. And we're thankful that he did do that. That was the Dirty Nil with Elvis 77, their new track. Dandy Warhol's before that with Bohemian Like You. And Killing Joke with the track 80s, which is just awesome. Side note, I read a little article about some pissy old rock star guy who was like, got upset saying that Nirvana ripped off Killing Joke 80s tune with the, it's the same as Come As You Are. It's the same guitar sound, maybe a couple of progressions, but it's not the same. But that's cool. I like you defending what you enjoy and everything, but I don't see it. Before that, you heard Split Ends with I Got You and The Cars with Just What I Needed. And starting off that set of music, Alice Cooper with Clones. So I'm in my office. I'm setting up to do this recording. But before that, I was getting ready to record Devin Batson. He's a filmmaker, an artist, a stand-up comedian, a creative writer, I guess, of sorts. And he also makes beats, and he has a samples, puts beats together, that sort of stuff. And he's got a new cassette coming out called Blorf in May. And I'm going to air the interview come the beginning of, I think, maybe end of April. I'll air the interview, that sort of thing. It's a lot of fun to listen to. A lot of different samples, scratching, beats, the whole nine yards. And I was going to do it via the phone and iRig and everything, and something screwed up. So we end up doing it on Zoom. And the fun that we had in that 20, 25 minutes of Zoom was amazing. And I can't wait to piece that together and air that for you later on, because the dude is like really funny. He's very creative, that sort of thing. And at least with the Zoom, to a point, it kind of has that same vibe as when you're in the studio. You can look at someone when you're doing interviews, that sort of thing. But still, to this day, every time I get on Zoom, folks, I just can't help but looking at what's behind people. It's not that I'm not interested in what they're saying, but I can't help it. It's just like, I just start obsessing over whatever they have on their walls. Like, is that a Live, Laugh, and Love poster? Why would you put a Live, Laugh, and Love poster on your wall? Like, what's going on? Are those cat figurines? You have cat figurines? Really? What is the... Like, figurines, you got to dust those all the time. You don't want that stuff cluttering up your bedroom, stuff you have to dust all the time. So I obsess over that and paint on the walls. I'm like going, mauve? Why do you have mauve? Are you stuck in an 80s moment? Like, what's going on here? So, yeah, I get all weird like that all the time. I don't know why. It's just weird. I don't know if you've experienced the Zoom calls. Maybe you have, but I do that. It's kind of the same thing when people want to like FaceTime with me and stuff. Have you the FaceTiming on the phone, and you're just like, and then they move their phone or their laptop for a second, and you're like, what's that behind them? Like, why don't you just hold your phone up and let me watch that for a little while you talk, you know? So I know I'm being pissy. I know. It's my brain. I've been in lockdown a little too long, just like the rest of us. So that's why I behave this way and I make jokes about stuff like that. Nah, that's not true. I've always made jokes about stuff like that. It's just who I am. So there you go. So you're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music. You hear this every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. on The Hawk. And if you want to download the music and the songs and all the other fun stuff, you can hit me up on steelcitymusic.ca. I upload up all the shows and a set list as well. And, of course, any interviews that I do, and, of course, I mentioned that earlier, that next week I'll have Devin Batson on the show. And also next week we're going to do the Americana segment that I did a couple weeks back with my buddy Heather Valley. She's a local singer-songwriter. And we did an hour of Americana music. We had a lot of fun. And people were tuning in, and they sent us messages saying, you know, I really enjoyed that, you know, sort of thing. So Heather and I... Or okay, let's do it like once a month. Like maybe the end of the month, we'll just like put together like 8 or 9 songs and have a discussion about the backstory of each song and each artist, that sort of thing. So it's a lot of fun to do, and it's a good listen. So, and I also, I mean, yapping with Heather Valley about music and anything in particular is always a lot of fun. She's great to chat with. So check her out on. She should have her own Spotify thing. She has her own music, and plus she's working on some new stuff too. I just actually heard a song of her covering If It Makes You Happy with Sheryl Crow, and it was really good. I was like, wow, nice. I should throw that in next week's show, but not during the Americana set because that's kind of cheese doodle when you do that. Yeah, Heather. And no, here's a song, Heather, that I like that you covered. And blah, blah, blah. Like, that's kind of cheesy. I'm not going to do that. I'll probably play it earlier on in the show, like hours beforehand, that sort of thing. So we don't come off like a pair of cheese doodles. I worry about stuff like this. I'm serious. I do. I don't know why. I just do. Okay, in the next set of music, it's just going to take us right into the top of the hour. And some of this is like from past requests that I never got to, this sort of thing. So believe it or not, More Than a Feeling, Boston. Crazy. I know. It's happening. I'm going to spin that. And also some Cheap Trick, Live from the Budokan. The best version of Cheap Trick is always Live from the Budokan. It just has that vibe to it. It's just amazing. Rush, Spirit of the Radio. I haven't heard that song forever, so I'm going to throw that in there. And ELO, Mr. Blue Sky, one of my favorite little bouncy tunes. And when you hear it, you get the vibe. If you haven't heard it before, it's a great song. It was in the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 soundtrack, which gave it a resurgence in sales, that sort of thing. So, but starting off this set of music, a great track that used to be the closer, one of the closing songs or encore songs. In the early 90s, when I was tour managing the Killjoys, festivals, that kind of stuff, this track would get whipped out, and you would just see people light up and do the whole jumping around thing and sing-along thing. It was kind of neat because it was like that younger generation was enjoying the music, and plus if they brought their parents or whatever to a festival, if they were a little bit younger, their parents knew the song too. So it was just fun to see everybody getting up and dancing, or not getting up and dancing, but reaction to it, knowing the words, that sort of thing. So you always know that's a great song when it has that kind of reaction with people. So it's a cover that the Killjoys used to do, but this isn't it, though. It's the original, Sweet Fox on the Run. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
The way you did before. sky. Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
Yeah. prophets were written on the studio wall.
Dark and nasty regions where nobody goes stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives Burke.
Hello!
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Burke, feed me!
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there. In the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trapdoor?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trapdoor.
Cause there's something down there.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Yeah.
the day and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to Steel City Music.